ओम शांति। प्लीजेंट गुड इवनिंग। आई वांटेड टू इंट्रोड्यूस ब्रदर हरि फ्रॉम ट्रिनिडाड एंड टोबैगो इन वेस्ट इंडीज। इट्स वेरी वेल नोन फॉर वेस्ट इंडीज क्रिकेट, मे यू ऑल आर नोइंग। सो एक्चुअली ही केम इन कॉन्टैक्ट ऑफ ब्रह्मा कुमारीज इन 1977 and he had taken direct sustenance from Dadi Prakash Mani. And most of the seniors, dadis and brothers, he have taken sustenance also. He have taken introductory classes from Sister Meera from Malaysia, because in 1977 she was there. And later Sister Himlata. And he have traveled globally and had personal meeting with Pope in Vatican City, and he spent 3 days in Rome. And it's a very, you know, pleasure for it's honor for our Brahma Kumaris organization that, you know, Jayanti Didi, Sudesh Didi, everybody met, but he personally stay inside the Vatican in the church with Pope and spend time. So it's a proud feeling for us. And he was also as a speaker in the Parliament of World Religion in Salt Lake City. He have been awarded several medals, including Hummingbird. It's a national award in Trinidad and Tobago because he was the president of interreligious organization, and he have done so many activities and many more things. So many things. I think we should listen from his, you know, his experiences. And okay, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Pleasant good evening to all my dear divine sisters and brother. I was asked today to come and meet with you all, which I was firstly a bit hesitant. But then I asked, okay, what do I have to speak about? I was not given a topic. So I say, what to speak about? So they say, share your experience. So is that okay if I share my experience with you all? Okay, everyone is hearing me. Everyone understands English, right? Nowadays, when I come to Madhuban, I have what we call a bittersweet experience. Madhuban is Madhuban, our home. But I miss my daddies. Honest to you. And as a young person growing up, I love and read about the life of Mahatma Gandhi, whose life is quite popular outside India, in Trinidad and Tobago, West Indies, Caribbean, where the first statue of Mahatma Gandhi outside India has been erected. We have schools, villages, and different places named after Mahatma Gandhi. The impact and influence of his life of people around the world. So as a young person growing up, I've read a little about his life. And something that struck me from very early was some of the disciplines that he followed. Apart from someone who believed in non-violence, and obviously non-violence means he would be a vegetarian. Likewise, he was someone who believed in silence. So once per week or one day per week on Mondays, you want to communicate with him. You can speak to him, but he will communicate only in silence, whether it's through writing or otherwise. So on Mondays, he never spoke. In Hinduism, Mondays is considered to be Shiva's day. So he was a devotee of God. Now we have recognized who truly Shiv Baba is. But even for them, they also think of Shiva as God. We are so privileged and fortunate that we have recognized God. So on Mondays, he would never speak. He believed in silence. The third principle that I loved of him was that he wanted to work for the liberation of women. In India in particular, women are not given such a prestigious position. And whilst in Hinduism, almost every day is the worship of a deity, a female goddess in Hinduism. But yet, the value that is given to the female was not very, until today actually, right? And depending on the time, I'll share some of my experiences it relates to that. And so some of these principles of Mahatma Gandhi, which I have read, not extensively, but very briefly. And it coincidentally happened in my school, in my college. I was a student of science. Science, what is science? Science is the ability to prove the most infinite existence. Whether it's an atom, protons, neurons, but they go so infinite to prove everything. Unless they prove something, they would not accept it. They will keep researching, researching. And this was the kind of curiosity in my mind also. You can't convince me very easily until now. So as a young person until now, it's not very easy to convince me of something unless I have properly understood that. And so these are just some of the things that I have been touched with. But along with being a student of science, I came from a very, very deeply spiritual family background. Today, we come to Brahma Kumaris and we say we are Brahmins. But I was born in a home. In Lokit form, we call us Brahmins. Maharaj is my title. My grandfather, father came from India as a Pandit. So our home, or at least my life, was one as vegetarian, no smoking, no alcohol, never, if my mother will cook food and I see a piece of onion and garlic, I will throw that. These things I never liked in my life. So sometimes I say, okay, well, you know, I probably one of those old people who are wrong with Brahma Baba. As sometimes we say, we were like probably a Brahmin before. But actually, India Brahmin also, I remember having the privilege to meet presidents of India, and one of them being Shankar Dayal Sharma, one of the former president of India. And when he came to Trinidad and he stayed at President's House, and he brought his entourage, his entire aircraft and 40 people to cook and everything for him. But when he arrived in Trinidad, I was one of his cook. Sister Himlata and myself will cook his food at Baba's home and take the President's House for him and his wife to eat. Why? Because they say he is Brahmin. Then who to get to cook food for him without onion and garlic, etc.? So the president of the country knew of Brahma Kumaris, so we had shared a close relationship. So this was one of the seva that was so joyous, knowing that you have to serve the president of India in Trinidad through preparing food for him. Okay, so like this, there have been many, many encounters. Before I forgot, I want to share something with you, as I just mentioned, that has touched me in the life of Mahatma Gandhi. And that is in terms of to live the life of women. I have traveled most of the cities of India, conducting classes at various centers, very low-key in my own little humble way. And you know, when you go to the center and let's say what time it is now, then dinner may follow. So they want to give you a big honor and sit on the table and bringing hot food from on the tower to the table. I have never accepted it at no center whatsoever. I will tell the sister or brother or whoever is there, who are the sisters here? 1, 2, 5, whoever they are. I will also go in the kitchen because I love cooking. We will cook the food, put it on the table, then we eat together. I never accept that system like a wife has to be cooking and bring for husband to eat. And then what is left, then she will eat. I never, ever, and even here at all Brahma Kumari centers I have visited, I stood very firm with such a principle. We can live as equal, but not to think you are superior. Of course, whether it's for brother, whether it's for sister, we have our place and position. But if we want to cultivate a true family life, harmony in family life, then we must respect each other's, their qualities, their values. And this was one of the things, as I said, when I learned of Mahatma Gandhi and his respect for women. And when Dadi Prakash Mani came to Trinidad, as I said, I was a student of science and whilst in college. So studying. And then at that time also, I read in the newspaper of this woman yogi who is coming to Trinidad. And what she is coming to speak about, the topic was science and spirituality. What a unique combination of what I wanted. Student of science and from a spiritual background. And I also came from a very strict family background. So when we leave home and go to any event, when we return home, even our family customs were such, my father would never close that door and go in his room until the last person come home. He will sit, he will wait, and when the last person, whoever is that, enter the house, then he closed the door. And in the next morning, he might ask you, where you went? What did you learn? What did they speak? Isn't it? So you can't think you went, say you go in one place and you went somewhere else. So that was the kind of check. So we had the freedom to go out. It's not that we couldn't go or we were so disciplined and so. But the important thing was my parents always think about the welfare of the children and that they are in the right company. And when I went to that event, then I felt a little disappointed because the venue was totally filled to capacity. And then I thought, okay, I should leave this place. Because there is another philosophy until now for me. If somebody is speaking and I cannot see you, I don't feel that I'm present. Okay? I want to see you so I can feel you. And when I was about to leave the venue, then the thought is, no, you must go back. I'm sharing experience, right? And I went to the back of the building. There were ventilation blocks with little holes. And I was looking like this through the holes. Dadi Prakash Mani have touched me. Don't ask me what she said or what she didn't say. I don't know. But just to see this person from that day to today, 45 plus almost 46 years, I am here. So when I said that I miss my Dadi Ma, I really do. You know, when I listened to Murali last night, being present in Madhuban at that time, seeing Dadi Ji, seeing Ramesh Bhai, seeing Dadi Janki, you know, I feel very sympathetic for those who are now coming in Gyan and coming to Madhuban, that what they have missed really. I was also further privileged that from the beginning, I never had anyone to be like a role model for me. Meera Ben gave class. After 1 year, she was refused visa in the country because the very organization who invited Brahma Kumaris, after 1 year, went against Brahma Kumaris, and they asked that they have to be out of the country. So the sister did not get visa. And when she did not get visa, we continued, the few students on our own, we continued our classes. Until then, Sister Himalata came to Trinidad. She was in neighboring country, Guyana. And from there, we continued. So it's like Sister Himalata and myself, there were not many others. But Trinidad and Tobago, we also say Trinidad, Trinidad, three dads, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankara, like this, or Trinity. We have been blessed to have, except Mama and Baba, most of the seniors have visited Trinidad. Daddy Prakash Mani, Daddy Didi Ji, when Daddy Ji came in 1977, in 1979, I came to Madhuban. And when I came to Madhuban, I remember one night I was sitting in the courtyard, and today I was in Pandabhavan, in the courtyard, but you know, it's like I'm missing something. I remember one night I was just outside there, outside where the rabbi's office used to be. And I was just sitting there after 10 in the night and was like crying. And everybody is telling, look, everybody has gone to their room. What are you doing here? I said, but somebody, this person is sitting with me here. No? We both are here. You know, I'm not alone. He's here with me. And I was feeling Brahma Baba's just next to me. So I was never alone. Then the next day, we had lunch. Who was sitting around the table? Daddy-ji, Didi-ji, Sister Himalata, myself, just few people around a small table. Again, everybody have started to eat. And I'm just waiting, you know. And while just sitting and eating, why are you not eating? I was just lost and feel like Brahma Baba is sitting with me. So I have never met in the physical form, but we can say in this alaukic form, this divine, this spiritual form, I have the experience of coming close to Baba. Then after that, whether it's Daddy Janki, Daddy Chandramani, Didi Ji, you name all. And all the senior brothers, Jagdish Bhai, Brij Mohan Bhai, they all came to Trinidad. And the main instrument who have to be with them, who have to drive them around, who have to take them to program, I have really had that fortune and blessing to share in the company of all of them. But there is something else I want to share with you, and that is, on Valentine Day, I have sent out a Valentine message to a few people. Everybody say Valentine. I always say value your time. Okay. So Baba always used two words to every single one of us. And these two words are follow Father. So I want to share with you a little bit what was my Valentine message that I sent out to people. When I came to Madhuban in 1979, I'm still a Kumar, okay? So Baba, I, of course, in those days, in meditation hall, we have these personal meeting, and like these things, you know, like I just put it aside where they put when we go and sit. So they put that there, and Baba is speaking, and you are like a Buddha, what he's speaking, but you are just there. There was no limitation of time. So Baba is speaking and you are sitting there and somebody is translating. But in that message, Baba also said to me, as a Kumar, you must bring Kumaras to Madhuban. My next visit to Madhuban, in the group that came together with me, I was instrumental in ensuring that a Kumar came to meet Baba. Then Baba said, okay, now you have to start bringing groups. Then I have brought as much as 60 people in one group. Every year groups will become. So such was the, and I can tell you something, until today, the most expensive place in the world to come to Madhuban is from Trinidad in the Caribbean. Most expensive in the whole world. Okay? So, like this, every year we come, we bring groups. Then, as I said, like India, Trinidad, where half the population of East Indian background, other half of them African. So the traditions of India, in fact, if you cannot find any Indian culture in India, you can come to Trinidad. The largest Diwali celebration in the world outside India is in Trinidad. Not for one day. Come. You will see, you will experience. You will feel truly the celebration of Diwali as just one example. Okay? So, it is a country, when Baba asked, what's the speciality of Trinidad? So Baba says, okay, that is a country of devotees. And as a country of devotees, whether it's Hindu, Muslim, Christians, we have the freedom to practice our religion. So in one of the group, there was a special gathering in Madhuban for religious people. I brought one priest, who is today a high court judge in the Caribbean Court of Justice. I have even given to him the introductory classes. I have brought one pandit, who is a senior lecturer in the university, to Madhuban. The chairwoman of the Catholic Commission for Social Justice came and even met with Bab Dada personally. I was unsuccessful in getting a Muslim to come to Madhuban. However, the former First Lady, who I call his mom after my local parents passed away, she came as far as Oxford, as well as other imams. So even from the Muslim faith, as far as London and met with Daddy and others. So all the different faiths. One very unique thing was, remember long ago, we didn't have internet and all of these things. And Baba used to also tell us, you must send your news to Baba, send your news to Baba. So every month, I used to write letter, handwriting on paper. I will write my own news to Madhuban. And of course, you post it. How long it takes to reach is another thing. But I will write my letter. And then it happened that once I told her, Sister Himlata, I would like to spend some time in Madhuban. She said, okay, I will tell Daddy. And then Daddy's response was no. Dadiji's response was no. You come to Madhuban and you go back. And that year when I came to Madhuban was in 1991. And when I came, we were in a, you know, Dadiji's, as I say, at that time, it's easy to meet. Then in that meeting, Dadiji said, you know how Daddy always point a finger, that very loving way? You are the ambassador from Trinidad. You are the only one who write me. Nobody write me. You are the only one who write me. And you say you want to stay in Madhuban? You stay here how long you want. And I got permission to stay how long I wanted. It's just an example when Baba says, when Baba give instruction, follow Father. And then I said. But then after Baba's season, the daddies go on tour for class and everything. So after a few months, I told Dadiji, I say, if you are not here, I'm not going to stay here. I told like that to Daddy. And then in the month of May, she was going to Delhi. I said, okay, you are going, I am going. And then I also went with her. I was in Delhi. I traveled with her. I never forget the occasion. When we were traveling in the train in the night, and then in the morning, like how you're sitting in the sofa, the cabin in the train. So I was sitting by her foot, and Daddy was reading Murali for me. She could have spoken English, right? Sitting by her foot, and daddy was reading Moili for me. You know, that's the level of sustenance and care and love I have taken from daddy ji. And then I say, okay, now I will return. But I was not just returning like that. Daddy Janki held on to me. And she said, now you have taken from Madhuban. So we're not going to let you go like that. Then she said, now you can't go to collect chickpeas. You know, Baba say when you used to do your lokic work, Baba speak of chickpeas. You know, she said, no. Now you have to surrender your job and be full time for Baba. So it was after taking sustenance from Madhuban, living with the Madhuban Nivasis. And of course, of that time, even until 1991, it was very small. It wasn't all this expansion. All of this was never in dream. You know, I remember the first meeting we had with Baba here, where Daddy's memorial is now built and the car park. They put the normal thing that they put in India on the ground, and we were sitting there. And during the day, the wind come and blow all the tent and everything. And then in the evening was Baptist meeting. Anyway, the meeting took place. And then we inaugurated the first building, which was the foundation stone for Tapasya Dham. And it was from there, this whole, all this complex. There weren't even buildings. I remember coming with Daddy on the rock there. You know, there's a little lake. And how I just used to enjoy how she was running and playing with us, going to Peace Park, going for a walk over the hills by Dilwala, not Dilwala, that school there, over the hills, and we're going for a walk and coming out on Satsen Point and so on. Such was the beauty, you know, with Daddy. Baba had one truck, one car. The truck carried food. The car is bringing Daddy, and she said, just round the corner. And all of us working, going to Peace Park. Walking, going, and walking, coming back. But the motivation, the love, the everything that was there, nothing was difficult. Isn't it? So likewise, every time I come to Madhuban, whatever blessing Baba gave, and I said it's on the point of, people say, Valentine. Baba always say, and think over this, think about in your own home, in your Lokic home, what is the meaning of the word love? What is love? Anyone want to tell me? What is the meaning of the word love? Or what is the proof of love? If you love somebody, whether it is parent and children, husband, wife, whatever, if you love somebody, you will follow what they tell you. Isn't that so? People speak of love. What is love? Everybody. What is peace, for example? We say Om Shanti. What is peace? Okay, we could speak of the harmony within. Most people tell you peace is the innate quality of the soul, and when you meditate, you become peaceful. I say peace is trust. If you don't have trust in yourself first, or if you don't have trust in someone, can you have a peaceful relationship with them? So just don't think things on a literal basis. Don't just hear something to these ears and accept it. As I said, at least you can't do it to me. Okay? And think about it. Ask your own self that question. Do I even have trust in my own self? If you don't trust your own self, can you be peaceful really with it? There'll be doubts. There will always be stammering. Should this is right, wrong, what to do, what not to do. So just churn this a little bit more. I'm just giving a little hint. Peace can be found when there is trust. Even if two people are living together and you don't trust each other, let's say we come here to Madhuban. You could be how lavish you are at home. And if they put two people to live in the same room and you don't trust the other person, what happens? You always have to hide your phone, hide this, because I don't know what will happen, what wouldn't happen. Isn't it? The word trust is very, very important. to your growth, whether it is physical growth, spiritual growth, whatever growth you want. So for me, peace, Om Shanti, I am the soul who trusts myself. If I don't trust myself, I cannot trust anyone. And therefore, there cannot be a harmonious relationship with anyone until such a thing happens. So that's for peace, but love. Baba's Murli, not my words. Love means to follow. Isn't this what Baba says in the Murli? It's not my words. Baba says love means to follow. And if you love somebody truly, like a question I have asked to people around the world, if you're in a very critical situation and you have to act, you have two options. Would you do that which is right or that which is beneficial? Would you do that which is right? Put yourself in a critical situation. Would you do that which is right or that which is beneficial? Well, thank you. Because many, many people say, no, I will have to do that which is right. Sorry for you. Okay, that which is beneficial. Okay, why I'm drawing this reference, that sometimes you're in a relationship, as I said, you're going back in your home, right? Here we are here for a few days, you're going back home. Okay, and I'll give you an example. Oh, Baba have also translated this. We all eat pure food, as we say, right? Baba have said that suppose you are living in a, let's say working in the army, Baba's direct Murli. If you are working in the army and the only thing you have to eat is non-veg food, what to do? Baba say, offer it to me and eat it. Baba say to mothers, okay, your husband is not in Gyan. You have to cook food for him. And he said, I have to eat non-veg food. What's Baba's Mariyada for that? You cook it with love, as a duty, as a responsibility. You're not eating it. And as you know, when I give classes to people in Trinidad, we only have sisters here, no brothers here. So sometimes I tell to the sisters, I say, you know, what is the cause of the problem in the world? I say, you sisters. Let me clarify that. You know, there is a saying, a hungry man is an angry man. I said, if you cook food with so much love, you will melt his heart and there will be no problem in the world. The power of Shakti, your love. So you follow in what context I'm speaking, right? You understand me? I'm not saying sisters, mothers. I'm saying the point is that if food, and I have learned this from Jagdish Bhai, Jagdish Bhai will always tell there is only one way to get to the heart. Only one way. Jagdish Bhai was my good friend. I have personal experiences with him. When he visited Trinidad, it was his birthday. Here in Madhuban several times. At his place in Delhi. I remember once we were in Madhuban, it was Bab Dada's meeting. That morning, Jagdish Bhai is going for some other place. So I said, Bhaiji, but Baba is coming this evening and you're going? He said, Baba have sent me on his service, so I must go. So we are talking about love and follow Father. So he didn't think, oh, I have to sit here, Baba is coming, why he is telling me to go? Baba is telling me to go and I'm going on Baba's service, so I'm going on Baba's service. Okay? So like that, sometimes when I made the joke in the sense that to let you know, to recognize how your power, even in what we eat, Jagdish Bhai, the one and only way to get to the heart is through the food you cook. Cook that with so much of love. And that is why until today, regardless where in the world that I go, I never depend on anyone, not a single one, to prepare food for me. Even at home, I cook, I do everything 100% myself. and feed others. I never depend on anyone to feed me. The food you eat has such an impact on your personal life. Recently in Trinidad, last year for Diwali, the television came and they were doing an interview. So I gave one example. He said, my stomach is not a cemetery. What am I putting dead in there for? And the plate that so many times on the national television. Why put dead things in here? Because the place where there is dead, you say there is ghosts. So if you put dead things in here, what is going to come out? I remember our lifestyle as children growing up. People may have meat once a month. Today, if every meal they don't have meat, as if they don't have food. In Trinidad, in the schools, they give children free food, at least 2 meals per day. And some parents will tell, or teachers will even tell, if these children don't get meat, they throw the food in the bin. Okay? What a change. And then what has happened to the world today? The criminal crime is a situation and so on. Because what are we eating? The same thing I tell to mothers. God has provided enough milk for the child. But before the child is born, you don't buy a bottle and some white powder to give the child. You're not sure what you're giving. And whose milk you're giving. So if you give them animal milk, they will behave like animals. Okay? That's the world we are living in. Isn't it? So coming back to the point of follow Father and the love. So, sure. Yeah. Okay. You know, just before coming in this building, I was downstairs. And coincidentally, when I looked out, I saw Sister Hansa, who used to look after Daddy G. Okay, we all know Hansa Ben, right? And she said Om Shanti to me, but I didn't respond. I went around the other side. And then I said Om Shanti and look at her. And I didn't realize it afterwards that there was tears flowing down from my eyes. And I said to her, and then she was saying, you take so much sustenance from Daddy. And I just said, because of you. But I didn't realize tears was flowing from my eyes. Daddy had always taught us. And Daddy Janki, if I recall, maybe since the 1990s when she asked me to leave my job and everything. Daddy always taught us a few very simple things. One, 99% of your time is service to the self. 1% is outside service. 99% is the self, 1% is outside. You know, many of us are intoxicated. I went here, I do this, I do that. Well, I could write a book for you on what I have done. Okay? If you want to just get a few examples, what I wrote for Valentine, you could give sister your WhatsApp number, she'll send it for you. So it's not how much we do, how much you serve yourself. Daddy always, always stressed that to ourselves. So that's the first foundation I told you today about trust yourself. Okay? Then the other point that Daddy Janki always shared, and even those of us up to the last few years, Daddy will sit on the gaddi, everything, she will say this, who am I and who I belong to? So, to be honest with you, even for me now, I don't spend too much time in a room anywhere. And think this is Amrit Vela, 45 minutes, or here and there. My every moment that I have in my life that I can remember, I try to have these two things in my life. I remind myself, that is my life now. after 45 plus years with Baba, that's my practice now. So whether I'm cooking my food, whether I'm in my garden, whatever I am doing, I'm driving my car, I'm stuck in traffic, I don't worry about the traffic, who am I, who I belong to. So whether you're cooking your food, right, who am I? I'm God's child. You know, on 30th of January, when I listened to the Murli, the actual date of that Murli, of course, they're all revision. It was on my, the actual date of the Murli was on my birthday. And Baba was speaking of Prabhu Prasad. I said, but I am Prabhu Prasad because I am Hari Prasad. And Hari is the name of God. So I am God's Prasad. I am God's gift. So like this, I take points even from Baba's Murli and intoxicate myself and I'm happy. Okay? But your question, as you have asked, this is my life now. Who am I? Who I belong to? So even when you cook your food, right, I don't go every day and put it in a container and go and sit in a room and say, Baba, I come to you for food. The food that I'm cooking must be bhog. The food that I'm cooking must have such love and vibration in it. I don't only have to go and sit for 2 minutes as a formality and think, okay, now this is blessed so I can eat it. I don't do that. Maybe that was the early days. In children, when we were little children, right, there was one thing we do as children. If you keep doing the same thing from day one to the end of your life, you're wasting your time on this earth. Anybody. If you find the same thing that you were doing in the beginning and you're doing that now, it means that you have not created anyone like you. You have not trusted anyone. And because you have not trusted anyone, you keep doing the same thing. And you will be a slave until the end of that. Take that as a verse. Okay? So now we should be mature and grown up. Right? Who am I cooking for? What am I preparing? So in this way, your life becomes a little bit more natural and practical. Generally, when I speak, I tell people at the beginning, which I didn't do today. And that is, whatever I'm going to share with you must be practical and logical. Don't give me theory and convince me you can't. Nowhere. Okay? You got to be practical. You got to be logical. So if I'm preparing food for whom? You know, I have seen in the West now, apartments, when they build these apartments, in the kitchen they have space for the television. Okay? But I have seen, now where they build the apartments, there's a shelf for the TV. So you can see the news, you can see everything whilst you're cooking. So where is your, what are you putting? Let's assuming that you are cooking and the TV, you're looking at the news. So it's a good excuse. I look at the news because Brahma Baba is to appoint one person to look at the news and tell him what's the news. We have to know what's happening. So I am also interested in the news, but not in my kitchen. Okay? Otherwise, what you are putting in the food? All the violence of the world is in the food. So you eat your food, so what did you get? Okay? So really, today again I was sharing in Pandava when I visited. Right? So I was telling to somebody the same thing, Daddy's words. Who am I? Who I belong to? And I have found in my life that is absolutely beautifully practical. It's logical. I can follow that. It's working for me. So in that way, when you're cooking your food, you're doing anything whatsoever, automatically you will be in Baba's remembrance. Right? When Baba talked to us and said, okay, whatever is to happen will happen suddenly. So then whatever happens suddenly, you're in Baba's remembrance, isn't it? See, 1 or 2 weeks ago, what was the situation when the earthquake took place in Turkey and Syria and so? Okay? Earthquakes don't give signal. The human beings, animals who live on the earth get signal. But we human beings don't have signals. Other elements, when they react. So we are, when Baba said, we ever ready. So in that state, we are automatically ever ready. Okay? So like this, when Baba continued to give his blessings, then when Baba spoke out to religious people, I brought them also, I have brought group, I have brought Kumar. Then Baba said, you have to bring VIPs. I brought VIPs, the Vice President of Trinidad, amongst others, have come to Trinidad. President of the Caribbean Court of Justice, one of the highest person, he have come here to Padupan. Okay. The President and his wife, they had booked Kama Sutra Hotel in Mount Abu. When they reached into Udaipur, his wife got sick. And then they returned. So even the President was coming. So like this, the volume of VIPs that I have brought to Madhuban, again, follow Father. I went to the extent that even my own mother and father I have brought to Madhuban. That was in February, March 1988. And when they came, Baba gave me a very unique blessing which helped to sustain me until now. When Baba said to me, you have won the heart throne of the Father. I was so innocent. I didn't realize the extent of that blessing. So next day in Pandabhavan, people looking for this person. Baba told, you are the person Baba told. And then slowly, slowly begin to sink, what did it mean? What blessing Baba has given. You know, because as I said, when you are sitting there, you have this seat and you are sitting there and Baba is speaking, they're translating. You are like in a different world. You know? Yeah, so it was afterwards. So now, like this, the different blessings that I have received from Baba is what is sustaining me. Because the amount of obstacles I have also experienced in my life, it's a separate story. But one of the things that also keep me going when obstacles come, I have heard it from Jagdish Bhai, I have heard it from Ramesh Bhai. Sister Payal here, she have lived for 27 years with Ramesh Bhai, probably the one who knows him more than anybody else. They always said, stones are thrown at a tree that has fruits. You don't throw stones at a tree that just have leaves. And therefore, the more you progress in your life, the more there will be jealousy. The more there will be criticism. The more there will be negativity that comes in your part. So listening to these words, even from my senior brothers, it continued to inspire and give strength. Not that it is something, you know, some people believe when you have tests, then you'll get strength. I don't accept that really. But I'm saying that sometimes when these things come into your life, how and what do you do to help to move forward? And certainly I'm sure these seniors would have experienced that themselves. Remember in the beginning of the yagya, all the different things that took place. I remember one day I was sitting in same Shantipan here, and Daddy Janki was telling in the whole class, and you know, she was pulling up the sister from Kanpur. You don't serve the Sindhi people. So many Sindhis and you have to serve the Sindhis. She was there that morning in class. It was Baba's meeting. After class, I went to look who is this person from Kanpur. Then I told her I want to come to Kanpur. And I want to meet the Sindhis. You arrange a program for me. She said, they don't come. No one wouldn't come. I said, don't worry. If you can just send an invitation for them, I am coming to Kanpur. I went there. It was about 75 of them at least. It's like so many of them came. They didn't want to leave after more than 2 hours. They are business people. They were there. We were just sitting chit-chatting. Like this, I have always taken up challenge. You know, when we always have a foreign seniors meeting, we always speak of serving VIPs, apart from those who we have brought. So then the other challenge was to serve the Pope, which is serving the Christian community. I was invited by the Pope as his guest. I lived in the Vatican with him for 3 days. Okay? And in our meeting, his only words were, please pray for me. My experience, you know, like how with Dadiji, even when you hold her hand, she feels very soft. And I was feeling like, when I met Dadiji, I was feeling like such a nice, friendly feeling from him. So humble also, you know, in meeting with him. So even such a level. And on my invitation card, it was Brahma Kumar. So as a person from Brahma Kumaris, I went to the Vatican to meet with him for 3 days. For 5 days, I spent in Berlin Parliament amongst ministers from around the world. How the invitation came, how the ticket came, I don't know. I keep asking them when I was there. What am I doing here? It's only ministers of government here. You're not comfortable. The room we gave you is not comfortable. Got to pay my ticket, my hotel, my everything. The chance to serve these leaders from around the world, from civil society. So like this Baba, my point is, when we speak of Baba and love for Baba, love, as I said, means to follow the Father. And if you truly have love for Baba and you follow his guidance, he will fulfill your wish one way or the other, bit by bit. So like this, virtually everything that Baba have told to me, or at least told to our country, who follow, that's their business. I always tell people, never ever make one mistake in your life, and that is, never ever compare yourself with another human being. I make comparison, but with nature. This plant is beautiful, I could be like that. This plant is so beautiful, flowers, I can be like that. You tell me when to stop. Okay, and we do meditation. So, but with human beings, no. If you want to go down, you can do that. Okay, I have learned that as a student in school. Never compare yourself with another human being. As I say, I look at the beauty of nature, the plants, the trees. Okay? When I look at the rainbow, which I love, every rainbow I see, I take pictures. Photography is my hobby. How? You were asking a question. I'll share this. I think we need to stop now and do meditation, right? I'll share this experience with you. As I said, I can write books on the not so good things that I have faced in my life. Okay? And I was going to flying from Trinidad. I was on my way to Australia. So it took 5 days. And during that period of time, on my birthday, I was in transit in Dubai in the airport. And I said to myself, you are too miserable. You have never given yourself a gift. And I bought myself a camera, which was very useful. Of course, you are going to such a place. And I bought myself a camera. Everything I see everywhere, I take pictures now. Not thousands. It's beyond thousands upon thousands. My point is simply this. Find a hobby in your life. You can't meditate all the time. See, I've been coming to Madhuban every year. And we see that after Baba's Murali, many of these elderlies are coming on wheelchairs on the stage, right? And what Baba will tell them? Did he ever heal any one of them? Did you ever see anyone coming on a wheelchair and walking back? Baba say, go and see the doctor. Isn't it? He gave them, go and see the doctor. Take care of your body. Isn't it? My point that I want to share here, don't think Baba is going to do that for us. When there are obstacles and problems, it's difficult to meditate. Because already you are having challenges. All these burden that is coming and hitting you. A hobby in my life which I have adopted is photography. Anything you can find, whether it is just gardening. I also love my flowers. okay, and seeing the butterflies and the birds. That in itself is a beauty. As I said, I compare with nature, not human beings. Find a hobby. I know someone who was going through difficult situations, and that person, every time they get pain, they write. They write. They have published poems. Right? Books of poems. Right. So everyone will have something else. Whether you read something, but when you are stressed and depressed and you think I'm going to sit in Baba's room and so on, I'm not telling you don't do it. I'm telling my experience. That don't work for me. Okay. I have found other things. So one of the things apart from who am I and who I belong to that sustains me at this present time in my life, those past memories, those pictures of meeting with the daddies, with the seniors, or beautiful place. And I just go and look at this. The serenity. Bring back that vibration. Like last night looking at Baba's Murli. Wow. Remember the time when we were actually here with Baba and Daddy and, you know, even today, hoisting a flag. I don't know for you, but for me, it wasn't the same feeling. Daddy had a way that she always motivated us. You know? Daddy was Daddy, Daddy Ma. You know? She will come in class. You know what you're getting today? Dilkush Toli. Oh, ice cream. Oh, we're going Peace Park for picnic. She just, such a leader. She knew how to lead. Even Bab Dada. You notice Baba used to, even before, of course, Bab Dada in recent time. Even to Madhuban Nivasi, she used to tell, would your daddy like this when he want to speak to them? He remind them. Isn't it? How long you are with Baba? You experience that easy, right? The way she will motivate. When I lived in Pandav Bhavan, brothers, you do your duty. But like you do your duty in morning, afternoon, they play badminton, they had time for their games and everything. They had that freedom. Because daddy knows that it is important. You just can't even be using one side of your brain. Right? Left is logic, right is intuition. So if you keep using 1, 1, 1, it can't work. So daddy allowed you for the all-round development. Isn't it? Such is the uniqueness of such people. So I have learned tremendously from these seniors. And that is what has sustained me today in my life. Okay? So, thank you all very much. I can sit here forever. You know. So, I was told that we have to do meditation till 7:30. So, let me share one more point. I always compare my Lokic parents. I was telling you my dad will sit and wait till we come home. I remember once, I'm living in the center since 1979. First I came to Madhuban in 1979. And when I returned, Sister Hemlata was there alone, one tiny little sister. Okay? And I think, oh gosh, how does sister go live alone? Right? I had no bathroom, no toilet or anything. So in the morning I will go in the public car park. Because I was thinking the sister living alone, so let me stay with her. Okay? So in the morning, I take my car when 4 o'clock and I will go in the public car park and so on for my personal. So, just 1 second, it just slipped me. But, okay. So once I was sick and I was in the center, I had chicken pox. You know these little thing where you don't want to even look at your own hand? You ever saw that? My gosh. Honestly, I didn't want to look at my own skin, these little things. And my dad heard about it. and he left home and he came to the center because I was in a room all by myself because I said chicken pox is something that I can spread, right? So I was there all by myself. And he came and he took care of me. As I said, for me to look at my own skin was, you know, and the way he took care of me. I'm given this example. I don't go to look for parents. They come to me when you have a good relationship. So I don't always say I had to go somewhere up looking for somebody. Papa, come. Your child is here. Come and sit with me. Come and take care with me. Come and be with me. In this way, wherever I go, I can bring Baba's presence with me, rather than all the time I think I have to go somewhere up above to look. Okay? So I will share a few thoughts also as we do our few minutes meditation. So don't just think I have to go to this house. Well, Baba can be here with us. Bring him, invoke him into your life. Okay? And then you will really, as you were asking also when you are doing something, Papa, come here, be in my home. Then he can really, you know, help to protect you, your family, etc. Okay? Om Shanti. Thank you once again. Stabilize yourself in the consciousness of whom am I? I, the soul, a point of pure energy, a divine light. In the center of the forehead. I, the soul, am the master of this physical costume, my body. I am in control of my thoughts, my words, and my actions. I take the strength and power to create my thoughts from the Supreme Being, from the Almighty Authority. Whose abode is up above. In the sweet silent home. And from up above. Like the sun, moon, and stars that gives light and sustains life upon this earth. Visualize that there is a very beautiful star light up above, whose rays are coming towards this earth. Whose rays are in the form of different colors of the rainbow that is coming upon this earth. These rays of light are coming upon me, around me, creating, forming a halo, an aura around this physical costume. An aura which is my protection from all external adverse situations. God's light is now around me. The light that is forming layers in the form of the various colors, that is giving maximum protection to me, which I sought off from Him as my Supreme Father. His light, like a simple, single ray of light, is coming directly to my forehead, to the soul. The love of a mother tenderly, lovingly, compassionately is being absorbed by the soul. I allow this love, the acceptance of God's light, to flow within me, through the blood vessels that is flowing throughout this body. God's love and light is now flowing within me, through my entire head region, nourishing and relaxing my brain cells, my face, my eyes, my nose, my five senses. And as it continued to flow from up above, it's now flowing over my neck and shoulders, through my arms to my hand. To my chest, my back, to the lower body, all the way to my legs and feet. This power of love, light and might, is purifying this costume of the body, removing all toxins and impurities that may be causing pain or disturbance in the body, God's light. So gentle. Can be felt throughout this costume. And as I absorb this energy in the center of the forehead, storing according to my capacity, so that I will be able to play my role on this world drama stage as God's child in His footstep, absorbing His love and radiating His love and light to all with whom I come in contact with. I, the soul, a true reflection of whom I belong to, the removal of sorrow and the bestow of happiness. So all who come in contact with me should also feel God's light, God's love, God's pure energies flowing through me. So I, the soul, can now experience that harmony between myself and my costume, so that my costume will continue to cooperate with me, so that I am able to play my part to fulfill God's love. Feel that lightness within the body, the soul. Brighten the aura around you, around me, as Baba's light is creating that concentric circle around me, and is now flowing like ripples into the outside world. So that my environment, my home, my family shall all experience God's light, Shiv Baba's light and love, just through my presence. So that each one will begin to appreciate my actions, my presence, and being in my company, as if Baba is now using me as his instrument to touch the lives of many, to bring lightness and divinity to my home, my family, my place of work, and to all whom I come in contact with. Papa, sweetest, beloved Papa, Shiv Papa, I give thanks to you from deep within. My appreciation for all that you have done for me, to me, for making me who am I today, to make me your true image and likeness. Thank you, Papa. Let that flow of Papa's light, Papa's might, Papa's energy from up above continue to be with me, with you, for all times. As an embodiment of the Almighty, I can think at this moment of sparing a thought of anyone who comes to my mind that might be in difficulty, whether through illness or otherwise. And direct Baba's light from my forehead. Whether it's in your own home, your own country, wherever it might be, someone who is seeking help from God, let them on this occasion of Shivratri feel the presence of God to bring light and love into their hearts, into their homes, to bring harmony and unity, success and happiness into their lives. Be that instrument to fulfill God's wish. Thank you.
I know.